Okay, okay. Okay, okay, we will do.
Take it over there.
It's off?
Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Let me begin with a famous Gemara, which is awesome, which is mamish mind-boggling. A Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Oida Cheres Yesh Lehem Beroimi. The Gemara is discussing the Emedeim, the pagan festivals. And the question is another Yontif, which is not reckoned in the Mishnah, which is a pagan festival. Achas L'Shivim Shona, once every 70 years, Bedavka, Mevi'in Odom Sholem, they take a wholesome, healthy, big man, Umarkivin Oyusel Adam Chigir, and they put him on top of, on the shoulders of the Chigir, person who's lame, which Rashi explains, the Adam Sholem is Esav, a man of brawn, of a brute, healthy person. And they put him on the Chigir, which is Yankim Avinu, because it says when he had the in Maisa with the Samach Mem, would say Le Al Yerech, he was limping. Umabishim Oyusei Bigde Odom Harishin, and they dress up the Chura, the guy on the top, the person who represents Esav, the garments of Odom Harishin, which were, as we'll discuss, the Bigde Chamudas of Esav Harosha. They put on his face the scalp of Yerushmol Kohen Gadol, one of the Asar Arugim Malchus, which the Gemara says the Baskesu saw how handsome he was. So she had him take off the scalp of Yerushmol Kohen Gadol, and they put it in a parsimon to embalm it. Vadayin Munuch, says Rashi, the Gneza of Rome. Vitalulei. Mitkal, gizit the piece. They take finest, rarest gold in the world, put it on his around his neck. Umisaknis ashvokim beinach. It's a chlekas in meforshim. They deck out either the streets or the feet of the man with precious gems called carbuncle, whatever that is. All right. Umachrizin lefanov, and the whole parade once every 7 years in the streets of Rome, which is the Kiddua, that's the Har Edoy, and they say as follows: Sach Kiri Pleister, the Cheshbon, the calculations of the master of Yankiv, the Pikish Yankiv, the Galil Sakets, it's Alf Pleister, it's Alf Falsh, right? Achve de Morona Zayfono. The brother of our master Esav is a zayfon, is a charlatan, is a crook, is a scoundrel. The chame chame, the loy chame. Anyone who sees this parade, this event, will see it. If you didn't chapa right now, you'll never ever see it again, because it's only once every 70 years. It's a once in a lifetime event. And then they cry out, Mahanele Ramoy Beramusei, what value, what advantage does a swindler get through his swindling? The cheater, what does he get through his cheating? Right? Messiah Bahochi, but they end off this whole parade and they say, Vile Dain Kadyokum Dain, woe to this Esav, when Yankiv will once again be in the ascendancy and gain his power. End quote. I want to discuss how this fascinating Gemara, this ceremony, has to do both with Parshas Tetzaveh, and Parshas Tetzaveh, as we'll discuss, is a Hakdoma to the Purim Habalei Nulatev. Now, what are these big de Esav HaChamudis? Rashi says on the Pasuk, Vatika Chrifkas big de Esav Bino HaGadol HaChamudis, Ashi Ita Babayis Vatalbesh Es Bino HaKon. She gave the big de Esav to Yankim. Says Rashi, one of the Pirushim, what are these big de Chamudis? Why is it called big de Chamudis? Because Esav was choymid. He lusted after it from Nimrod. Right? Now, L'chure, Shel Zuch the Shaila, just before we begin, L'maynach Gemino, if Esav went to Marks and Spencer's and bought these begodim, or he stole it from Nimrod, L'maynach Gemino for us. Says the Chido in the Sefer Nachal Kidumin, Pirush of Rabboni Ashkenaz, which is found in the Sefer Ramas Shmuel, These were the big day Odom Harishon, that it says after the Chet Eitz Hadas, and I'm not trying to elaborate, discussed in previous years, how the whole Yom Tov of Purim is mamish the tikkun of the Chet Eitz Hadas, Mordechai Esther Minoet, as everyone knows, right? That these were the begodim that the Eibishter made, Vayas Hashem Elikim L'Odom L'Ish Kusnus Oyer Vayal Bishem. These were made Maisei Yodar Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created by the Eibishter, right? And he gave Odom Harishon to wear. And where did they come from? The Chura, Rashi was bothered, or Chazal were bothered by the Kasha, right? There's a Gemara in Chagigo, where the Gemara says that Big Day Amoretz is Midras L'Purusha. The garments of an Amoretz are Tomei, because Zov is the Kame, right? So the begodim of an Amoretz cannot be worn by a Parish, by a Chover, by a Frumi. So how did Rivka Imenu give Yankiv the Big Day Chamudis of Esav HaRosh? Therefore, it says the Chido, Nachal Kedum, in various places the Chido deals with this. These garments were not stamp garments, they purchased the Marks and Spencers. These are the big begodim of Odom Harishon. What did the Eibishter make the big begodim of Odom Harishon from? From the oir of the Levyosin. Say Chazal and Pekdor Blad, in various places. The Levyosin. Levyosin, as you know, is a fish. The Mishnah says in Kalim Perik Yud Mishnah Aleph that the oir of a dag is not mitama, and therefore she was able to give the big day Esav to Yankiv Avinu. That's, by the way, it's merum is in the Targum. Yaslevushe Esav bro rabo daichoso. She gave to the Esav to her younger son Yankiv, which are pure, which are tor. There's no shaila of tumah. And so it was brought in the Pirush HaRosh al HaTorah, Rabbi Shem HaMedrash, in Chizkuni, in Rivom, in the Rishon. Even the Manda Omer, that they were not Big Day Levyos, it's a Chalukas in Chazal, there's another kvetch, why the garments weren't mitamen. Because where did they come from? Esav. Where did Esav get them? From Nimrod. Remember the day of his bar mitzvah? How did he celebrate? He comes min asodev hu oyev. So Chazal say, it's a murdi Chazal. Hello. Go back to the Chumash. Hello. Like it says, v'yigdol hanorim. Hello. Okay. My dear sweet holy brother, speak to me in Parshas Tos. Now we're holding for Purim. Akitzer, he got it because he went to battle against Nimrod. And Nimrod had the Big Day Chamudis. Menolei l'Nimrod the Big Day Chamudis. So Chazal say elsewhere in Medrash, the Odom Harishon, also Medrash Chulis, how exactly the Seder went, he passed it down to Yered ben Chamnoi, who passed it down to Mr. Shelach. Mr. Shelach passed it down to Noach. And when Noach entered the Teva, right, Chazal say he went with the Big Day Odom Harishon. What's special about the Big Day Odom Harishon? Since they were Maisi Yodom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? They had Gevaldige Kuchus. So could you imagine you're stuck a whole year in a teva, like going on EasyJet with economy class? Or someone once said there's three ways to travel: first class, economy, and with children. Here you're with like a billion Chayiz, Roiz, Torfus, Ariyev, Zev, whatever, you got a problem. So Chazal say that he went into the teva wearing the Big Day Chamud, these garments of Odom Harishon. And when he did so, all the Chayis, Behemoths, and Uifas, everyone bowed down, they felt Kurim in front of Noach. And he was able to feed them without getting his life chopped up to eat breakfast for the lion or something. As we discussed countless times. After the teva, Chom, who's the crook in the whatever, right? He went and stole it, and he hid it. And he passed it to his Bechor Kush, who then yashed it to Nimrod. And then Nimrod one day was in the field, and Esav is like spying after him. And there was one day Esav came with all his Parmalia, and Nimrod was only two people with him, and he laid there Be'orma, And he killed each one separately. He slayed them. According to another version of Chazal, he said, Chochmeiner, you want to challenge me wearing the bigodim of Adam Rishna? Take off your garments, and then we'll duel. And Esav stole the garments, and he went and he killed. Whatever version you want to accept, whatever. Akitzer, Esav stole it from Nimrod, right? And therefore he now had the garment. By the way, Nimrod was called Nimrod. Hu haya gibber tzayid lifnei Hashem. He was the melech. He was the one who made the mingle bubble. What was the though? Right? Why were they melech? Why did they crown Nimrod as king? Because they saw he goes to hunt, and all the chayis at the whole animal kingdom of Falkoir. So they thought, this guy is a zag gibor, even the animals have a pashman. It had nothing to do with Nimrod, it had to do with the big day of the Marish. Right? And therefore, Esav was also an ishsada. Chomdon, he also desired these supernatural garments, right? And he stole it from Nimrod. Now, elsewhere, Chazal say that these were the garments of the Kohen Gadol. What pshat? Because Chazal say Adam Arishin was bechoyru shel oilum, and when it says in Pasuk Vayas Hashem leikim la Adam leishte kustes or vayal bishem, that refers to Eibishter gave him this levush, and this levush was berochnis al kabanim. Wasn't exactly, I don't think, massin to all the gedorim parts to seven. But ruchnis, the oyer was the oyer of the big day kahuna, right? And therefore it was passed down to tzaddikim over the generation, and they only gave it to the Roshe Hadoyer, the holy people. But Esav tainid, I'm the Bechor, and therefore the Avoidah should be with me. Therefore I'm entitled to the. So when Esav killed Nimrod, you can imagine as a young little boy, and Nimrod Mistama had a ganza army who are going to be nuking for the assassination of Nimri. So Esav was really scared. So he comes running home, Oyev min Asoda, right? And Yaakov offers him this Nizirat Doshim. So what does Esav say? What do I need these garments for? They're going to kill me. I'm a wanted man. I'm a fugitive. Right? So he sold it to Yaakov. But Esav was never ever masking on the emes to Bechira. And therefore he kept it, right? He kept the begodim, he stole it back, right? And therefore when the night when Yitzchak Avinu is going to bless Yitzchak, well, Pesach, whatever, and Chazal say in Pirkei Avot, Rashi brings it, that Rivka told them, take the two Gedir Izim, one for Chagiga and one for Karban Pesach. And the Avoid is only kosher when you wear the big day Kuhuna. Therefore I understand why Rivka gave the big day Esav, right, to Yaakov Avinu. And that's why Yaakov Avinu says later, Parash Vayechi, V'ani nosati l'choshchem, say Chazal zu b'chir, l'vushi shel Adam HaRishon, ashe l'kachti miyad ha'moiri, ze Esav. What made Yaakov Adinu b'chir, Adinu the Kohen Gadol? Because he had these garments that he took from Esav. Now, and you see that this, by the way, I forgot to tell you, in the De Moshe, Pirush on the Medrash Rabbi, is another reason, even if you will taina that it wasn't the big day, Vayas Hashem Elohim L'Adam Shechustus Oyer, wasn't the Oyer of Yosin, which is not Mekabel Tumah. But anyway, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Because the Gemara says about Mekamed HaSamech Vov, Mishkova Yidichsiv Eitzel Zov, by Zov Mishkova Yid Metameh, right, is V'loi HaGovel, not something which is stolen. And Heyoyis, how did Esav get these garments from Nimrod? One Ganev stealing from another Ganev, so therefore he's not Metameh, and therefore Yaakov Avinu could weird. So I saw in the Sefer Megodim Chadash, a Gainish fellow, right, whoever he is, Yoel Weiss, right? He says, Aber Shelzich the Shaila, how could you say Mishkovev Leagozel, Aspi the Gemara and Baba Kama? The Gemara there says, Aber the Nigzel is Nisyaish, right? And so Paskin Zerambam, in Hilchus Kedel in Perich of Dalet Halacha Zayin, right? Then the Goyzel is Koinit. So Weitzer stelt sich the Shaila, Lefiman the Omra, that it wasn't Levyos, and Lefiman the, and it was Nigzel, but it's Nishashra, and you murdered, you killed Nimrod, and Yankov stole it from Esav, but Lechur, so Lechur it is Yish. Hello? So Mahanullah, if the Weitzer the Shaila is, so how did Rivka give the Begodim when The big days of are Tomei Midras Lagabei. Hello, back to this question. Okay. Now, what did this all got to do with this week's parasha? Or a Purim for that matter? But a simple reading of the Megillah, if you think in it for like 2 seconds, you see the whole Megillah is surrounding Levushim, garments. B'shnas sholish l'molchoy, oy asa, mishka l'chalavodah, 180 days against the Maisa, and what did it say in Pasuk? Baroyse yes, oyshek v'in malchusei, ves yekor tif'eres gudulos. Chazal say the Gemara in Megillah Dafibayis, what's yekor tif'eres gudulosei, melamei shalovash bigdegunu. Ksiv Hoch in this week's parasha, Kovidel Teferis, right? And it says Hosel Kovidel Teferis, says Rashi, is the Charaya that Achashverosh wore at the Suda. Not only did he give Kalim, Kalim, Shoinim, Kedarshas Chazal, the Balshatzer Udime died because of the Suda. That night they were wiped off. So too, because he used the Kalim, that his wife, Vashti, was hanging and swinging from the gallows, right? Yeah, but not only did he use the Kli Beis Hamikdash, as we discussed last week, he also wore the big Kohen Gadol. So the Ben Dina Rav asked his shvoger, the Imre Emes of Ger, it's brought in the Bichtav Yitayr, how did Rashi know that Achashverosh wore the big Kohen Gadol? By a Kohen Hedyot, also it says in this week's parasha, the big Kohen Hedyot, Allah Chavid al Teferis. So maybe the Yerushalv at Teferis says, how do you know it refers to the Kohen Gadol? Maybe it refers to the Dalit Begodin of a Kohen Hedyot. Hello, keep that in the back. You have two kashrus you should now registering in the back of your mind. Hello? By the way, so you see, the beginning of the Suda is Achashverosh masquerading as a Kohen Gadol. Right? Then it says, when the Gezerah comes out, the Hashem Lahareg, what does Mordechai do? He rents his garments. Avilber, sack for Efer, sack is 400, connected to Big De Esav, connected to 400, Arbim is Ishimai, and Esther sends him garments, La'albishas Mordechai, V'leikibel, as if Mordechai doesn't have anything left in his wardrobe, he had one kapota, one bekisha, what's she sending him? And then it says, L'besof, when the beginning of this noitzitzus of the Geula, right, the Yeshua, suddenly it says, Mordechai yolzim zeh melech, b'levush malchus, b'teilus, chur, v'argom, b'vata! Right? The opposite of Haman, mi aish, yolzim melech, chavis b'yikorei, he's walking with whatever. By the way, just derech agav, can I ask you another simple question? What was Mordechai wearing in the big day malchus that Achashverosh sent him? The Haman was malbushing. Hello? Boots! So what is boots, could you tell me? Pishtun. From Egypt. Fanciest, finest linen from Egypt. Argomon. Rashi Taishis. What's argomon? Wool. But it's wool that's dyed a certain color, called argomon. Whatever that may be. So Mordechai is wearing Shat, it wasn't show to net, but Shat was the Rabban and he's wearing. Hello? I mean, Mordechai was a frumi yid, l'chura, compared to the Megillah, last time I read it, yeah? Hello? What's he doing wearing Shat and the Rabban? Gerad, the Mephorshim, Amadayik, in Tofrei Sadik Vov, the Ramo says, there's a minig of tachbushes, to masquerade, to wear fancy dress, costumes on Pur. Says the Ramo that there's a daya, that you're allowed to wear Shat and the Rabban on Pur. Hello? Shatnas, they were matter mitzad pashtus, mitzad simchas purim, shatnas rabot. Hello? The whole idea of masquerading of tachbushes of purim is like whatever. We'll soon see. It's connected to Yaakov Avinu masquerading as Esav, and Achashverosh masquerading. The whole Purim spiel is all about, everything has to do with this idea of costumes and masquerading, people dressing up what they not really are. Whether it's Yankov, the Esav, Achashverosh, Kohen God, like the whole story is the Chibina Rav, said that when he was in Sibir, in the exiled Sibir, heard from a Bochur Nebuch who was Nerek al Kiddush Hashem Hashem Yikim Domov. That pshat we say, the Python says, Shishanas Yankov Tzolu Lusameichu, everyone's rejoicing. Why? Beruysam Yachat Chelus Mordechai. Why? Because how is Mordechai wearing Big Day Shatnas? Chelis is the chul. Hello? Yachad. Nervos for Simchas Purim is permitted. oh, it's a charaya when Mordechai Tzadik is now wearing klayim derabbanan because he's masquerading, whatever. Ooh, there's a charaya that the nes is about to happen. Now, the emes is tifre geret, if you want to look deeper. You know who else wore shatnez kilayim every day, l'chule alma? Klingel. Whether the avnit of a kohen head was shatnez, look in the Gemara and Yuma. Or but the avnit of the kohen gadol and various other, were zikr shatnez. Why was the kohen gadol, who's nichzas lefnaiv lefnim yom kippurim, the whole idea of the big dekhuna rashi is connected to the fellow who's going to go into the kohen, even though when Sassi goes in the kohen gadol, the way he didn't love him. Over what makes the kohen gadol a kohen gadol, the fact that he wears shmeida begodim, and the shmeida begodim were gufa shatnes. Say the sforim akdoshim that the emes is the chibur of tzemer and pishlon is a gewaldige yichud in shmeimor, in the highest of cosmic levels. You transcend. Obviously, tzemer is one avoda, pishlon is another, and ruchni is whatever they mean. I'm not getting involved. Chesed gvura, whatever, kayin the hevel. Right? In the deepest of avoida, there's no separation, there's no plurality. And every American dollar, I always say, there's a phrase in Latin, e pluribus unum. From the many, we make money. From the many, a world of plurality and multiplicity and whatever, you come to achdus. In the highest level, therefore the Kohen Gadol, whose mocker is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you rise above, you transcend the Almud, the Pruda, where Tzemer and Pishton are opposites, and the Kohen Gadol is able to have that Yichud, and that Yichud was Nisgala, we said last week at length, I'm not repeating it, that Yom Kippur and Yom Purim is one Indian, where I said last week from the Devar Yecheskel, the Shinavarov, that every Shmoyga, every Kamdik and Harry, is like the Kohen Gadol going in with Begodim to the Kohen Shekadoshim on Yom HaKodesh, right? And therefore, on Purim, there's a heter of the client Rabbonon. But I'm saying now it's not Shinegan, the Devar Shleimer from Shleimer Lutzker brings this. Another Sforim Akhdoshim say, the Mar Yecheskel from the Dezer, right? That therefore there was a heter for Baruchim Yachat Chelus Mordechai. That's a riot that had a gewaldige miracle. This is like Alderech the Kohen Gadol, and therefore it says in Sforim the Levushim of Mordechai was Alderech Beruchni as Anyonim. The Levushim of the Kohen Gadol is Ma'ilusim. Fine. By the way, what is the story in Avodah Zarah? When did this happen? When did they make this parade in the streets of Rome? Once every 7 years. Why 7 years? Because the archetype Golos is the Golos Bavel. How long was Golos Bavel for? 7 years. And the whole downfall of Belshazzar lay before and the Achashverosh now is they were made of toes in the Cheshbon. And they said, once the 7 years Lefi Cheshbonim came and went, it's a charaya, there's no Kate, and the brother of our master is a Zeifen, is a Kazvin, it's all baloney, and there'll never be Yeshua. Right? 7 years have come, 7 years have gone. And that's, I haven't looked this up. They took the scalp of Rabbi Shmuel. What did I say about Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol last week? He was the one in the Kodesh HaKadoshim who saw Akasril, which Akasril is Gimatria Esther Makoil, which we said last week is already connected to the Yeshua of Megillas Esther. Right? So all of this is a remez that in Rome, Ad HaYoyim, it's what's called in theology, substitution theology, that they claim Rome, the Nazarene, whatever, and beforehand all these other, they're going to make a substitute for Yerushalayim, for Am Yisrael, etc., etc. If Rebbe Emes, it says in Sforim, we discussed last week, and the Gemara says in Achashverosh and Homan, two Rishonim, one worse than the other, it's Doimil, Baal Tel, and Baal Chritz, right? They both have the same kavono to stop Malchus Shemayim. Achashverosh were making a substitute for Yerushalayim, i.e. building a palace in Shushanland, which is Bedugma of the Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why it says in Chazal, he made a party, a garden, but the queen makes a garden party in Buckingham Palace. Right? Where was it? Bechatzar, Ginas, Bisan HaMelech. There was no room. They went from place to place. Hepet, you want to be Beis HaMikdash? Ich will dir weisen, says David. In the Beis HaMikdash, so in dem Zufim, um Stachim, um Wochen. Ich will dir weisen, there's no room in your Shushan, substitute for your life. That was Haman's plan. That was Achashverosh's plan. Haman says it's not going to help destroy the Eden. If there's no Eden, there's no Beis HaMikdash at the Sav Sitna, that the Achashverosh stopped the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which was started by Koresh HaGadol, Koresh HaRishon, right? Until the Yovish. There's a war against Malchus Shammai, against the Beis HaMikdash, against the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as we discussed last week. And therefore, Ad Hayoim, if you understand what I'm talking about deeply, it's like the Christianity and all of these other Zaydim and Poshim, what are they trying to do? They're trying to take the Begodim of Adam HaRishon, which is the Tachlus HaBriya, which means that man is shuilit on everything, Tamshileu B'masi Yodecha, Kulshata Tachas Raglov, and they want to tap into that energy and that power. And the HaKashverish dresses up like a Kohen Gadol, as Belshazzarin. And it continues throughout history. That's what Esav tried to do. V'chul v'chul. By the way, when Yankiv Avinu, on that fateful night, when he went into Yitzchak to get the brochus, so what did Yitzchak say? Vayorach ezreach begodov. He smelt the garments. Vayorachayu. He blesses him. Because he smelt. Vayomer reach b'ni k'reach sodah sheberuch Hashem. Says Rashi, shenichnas imoy reach galim. Hello? To which every Tom, Dick, and Harry, there could be a genius to work out. The Chura Chazal say the godless of Esav and Kibud of Aim, that when he went to Mimashamish, his father, he didn't go in with his dungarees, with Levi jeans and a t-shirt. He dressed up in the big day Kayin Godl. He dressed up with these begodim, the begodim of Adam HaRishon, these incredible begodim. And therefore it had a scent in it from Gan Eden. So Moshe says, yes, all of a sudden, Yitzchak Avinu, hello, Reyach, Rey, Reyach, Benika, Reyach, Asodah. Good kasha, no? The Zohar asks this kasha. And the Zohar answers, Amuridika Zohar. The Karhavilovish Esav, Ever Salkin, Reichen Klau. When Esav wore these same garments, there was no Reyach and Eden in the garments. Kivan the Lovish Le Yankiv, Kedain, Tevas, Avedel, Asra. When Yankiv wears the garments of Adam HaRishon, because Shufred Yankiv Avinu, Me'en Shufred Adam HaRishon, Yankiv is the tikkun of Adam HaRishon, Kiyodua, right? Now the Reyach and Eden from Adam HaRishon, that Shabbos that he wore these garments before the Girush, Mitzvah Shabbos, that now came. Which, by the way, the Teres Chaim Daik, what does Yankiv Avinu say? Re'ei Reyach B'ni K'Reyach HaSodah. I don't know about you guys, but when I smell L'chura with my nose. What's Re'ei Reyach B'ni? How do you see a smell? A scent? Ni. You're not going to be a genius to work this out. Because Chazal say in Medrash that B'teirosi shall Remeir, don't forget, Remeir is the Chveir of Yechon, Daite, Meir is Rashi Tevis, Ruach HaPeinu, Mashiach Hashem, it said in Svarim HaKadoshim. We think it will be the Osid Lovi. In the Torah of Remeir it says Kustnus, or with an Aleph. Because the way Zohar HaKadosh explained, the way Adam HaRishon was prior to the Chet, they're called the Chovid L'Sefaris. What's Chovid? I'm not going to Rav Moshe Shapira, I'm going to Maroch on this. But L'man Yizamercha Chovid Ura Chivoidi. You with me? L'achin Tzomach Libi V'yogel Chivoidi. What's Chovid? The Neshama. The Adam HaRishon was, prior to the downfall, prior to the Chet, the Neshama and the Guf were one and the same. The Guf was nothing more than a physical expression of the Neshama. The Guf didn't have his own ego and his own yitzhar. The Guf was the extension of the Neshama. And therefore the Levush, the Guf of Adam HaRishon, was a stickle fire, a stickle Neshama. After the Chet, the Kusnus Oyer with an Aleph, says the Zohar, became Kusnus Oyer with an Ayin. We discussed this once in the past. Right? By the way, Lefi Zeh, you could understand the Chakash. If I was to ask a little child with short trousers, comes back from Cheder, Friday night, and they're hearing him in the Parsha, what is the central, seminal theme of Parsha Tzitzit? Can you look at it? Why in the world does the Parsha start off? Is this the place to discuss the Shem and Zayizach for the oil for the menorah? Nishla, that is Ata Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, Titzavah. Titzavah is future tense. Where is the future tense? Titzavah, Parshas Emor. Tzad Dabar Vino. So why before Al Hakdomo to the Big Day Kahuna, hello, do we suddenly have Ata Titzavah Loshen Osem? And the Peres Kehanim says in Parshas Emor, "Ata titza ve'ata gizbor l'chach." Who is the treasurer? Who's in charge of collecting the money for the Shem and Zayizoch? Moshe. There's no batlonim, no guys chvesish who are kicked out of koil who can't do the work of collecting the money for the Shem and Zayizoch. Moshe Rabbeinu bifchor again. Because what is Moshe? Moshe is the Or HaGonz. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Or HaGonz, Vatitzpineu, the hidden light. Right? And therefore, when he's born, this Malabai is Kula Oir. Let's take his Mashgiach now. And therefore, in order that the big day kahuna should be big day kahuna, right, with what they're supposed to be, you have to have an Oir, Kusna's Oir with an Aleph. Right? And therefore, who is the one to be Mamshech this Or HaGonuz? Moshe. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu's name doesn't appear in this week's parasha. And the Mili of Moshe, we said 100 times, 101, which is Mitzvah Psukim, which is between Shachach and Zohar, 328 minus 227, and is the difference of 101 is Gimachi of Ayichain. The hidden light is connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, the big day kahuna, when the Kohen Gadol wears the big day kahuna, we're going back to Gan Eden, to the Marishin Kohen Machet. The goof is not mafrid, the goof is not astira, the goof is not a chatzitza. And therefore, v'ata tetzav, as everybody knows, is gimatria bereishis, going back, which is gimatria anuichi anuichi moichu b'shoyach alamani, as the Mashgiach says. And ata tetzav, says the Bukowski and Lameir, tetzav means simeschaber. Take the word tetzav, which is gimatria 501, and attach it, the tzavah, to the Indian of what? B'nei Yisrael. B'nei means the mili of Yisrael, which is 534. What's 534 and 501? 1,035. And what is 1,035? As the B'nei Yisrael says in the Sfarim, that Rivu Mekleim is the Gabi Yom Tov Chanukah Daragonus. 1,035 is 5 times Oyer, 5 times 207. Because in Bereshis, in Maaseh Bereshis, just 5 times the word Oyer appears. And therefore you first have to be Mamshech, this Oyer, the original light, the Or HaGonuz, which was eclipsed through Chet Adam, and bring it back to the world. And therefore, Atat is Espinei Yisrael is Gimatria 1,004, which is Vayovei Amolik, Vayelochem Yisrael, which is Gimatria Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Right? And therefore, just one more gematria. Shem and Zayizach is gematria shoyver oivim umachnia zaydim, which says the Vidus Rebbe is also the gematria or pnimi or makif, because the levushim are something which is makif on top of a person, and all of these oiris are able, and this is why Shmeinu Begodim is gematria gavoyach mishu amo, and Shmeinu Begodim with Aravov is gematria b'yom kippurim. This one. I mean, one more word. The before we begin the shir, actually, the Gemara says there's loshin targum shakosiv mikra. Where could you find in the Megillah an Aramaic word which is used in like as loshin kodesh? The chol anoshim yitnu yikar lebali. Yikar is really an Aramaic word. Don't ask me. Hello. So all the mafarshim ask, why did they take the positive chol anoshim yitnu yikar balein? Previously say, Baharayus Oitzer, Oishir, Kabay Mahuzi, that's Yikor Teferis Losoi. So this is at the beginning of the Pasuk Dalud that he wore Yikor Teferis. Says the Mashgiach, because there it had to say Yikor. Because you take the word Yud Kuf Reish, scramble it, and you get the word Reik. Because when Achashverish wears the big day kahuna, like a kuif, like a monkey. You ever see people walking the dog? Now they have a new home. I went to a chuppah recently, the Eibushal Upitan. The Kala's dog came down the red carpet of the chuppah, dressed up with... it's like... you say, what's the difference between a person and an animal? People wear levushim, because we're ashamed. We have to wear levushim, we have to chay the dog. An animal doesn't. I think it's like people become animals, animals become people. Like, it's a tshush of tchumen in the world. Whatever. Okay. But when Achashverosh wears the Yikor Teferis, Yikor is Oisius, Lakes and Gurnis, that joke. It's a Purim Shpil, Mamish, a masquerade, a Purim Shpil. Right? That's what Pasuk in this week's parashat is for him saying. Gewalt, it says the Pasuk, listen to the Pasuk, Va'ata tedaber el kol chachmei lev, speak to the chachmei lev, right? Asher melesiv ruach chachma. Right? Yeah, and you go to me for also big the Aaron the Kadshay the Khan. Yeah, hello. Any grammatical problems? Vata Dabra El Kol Chachmei plural, right? Asher Meleisiv, singular. The form is the Amoritic word. The big day kahuna, the chovid of the Zveris, yeah? The king god, the king god, the chovid of the Zveris, you. This is the vehicle which brings kaporas, chazal, dasha. This brings kedusha. The king god is the cha. This is the aron ha-gurnish, no ego, no self, no. It's the chovid of the Zveris of the Abish. Who understands how to make big day kahuna, the chovid of the Zveris for the Bashefer? And the two of all the inyonim and ruchni is that big dekuna. Va'ata te daber el chachmei lev. Asher meleisiv kain gadol ruach chachma. He's the one whose whole inyon is toichei rotz of ahavo, and he's full of chachmas Hashem, etc., etc. And therefore, understand, who is the opposite of a chacham lev? A tipish. Mi lanu gadol a tipish. The nachashveir is a melech tipish oyer, who's trying to dress up and masquerade like a clown. Right, a kuf and nailed them in the big dicker. But the garnish doesn't even start. The fields have been answered, by the way, the kasha of the machne in Kiddush and Dachton Dalit. You find that Achashverosh was punished for the kelim. But he wasn't punished for the big dicker. It's a tutzach. I can tell you a whole arichas now, a whole tumul. Depends on big dicker. Who knows where the machne? If it's Kiddush is a guf, or Kiddush is domim, the machlag is tetris, and the ritva and rabba. And there's a Chemdes Yisrael says, big day kohen gadol, everyone says Kedush Saguf. Zarok the machne. The pshat is when Achashverosh wears the big day kohen, it's a garnish. When you're drinking out of a mizrak, whatever, so the whole tumla, no time, you can say, bo, please, if hallelujah, the beis yitzhak, ahay, answer, look in the chavetzel, sashar, and all you need to know about the subject, you'll find it. Mashenkin is wearing the big day kahuna, it's rik, it's garnish, it's empty, it's garnish. He's not a chalani, it's a tutuf garnish, it doesn't start. Okay. Now that we've established this point, that I have 3 minutes, we can begin to share. What is the purpose of big day kahuna? So this is a chiluk ikri between the begod and the four begodim of a kohen hedyit and the big day kohen god. By the big day kohen hedyit, there's two in yonah. The Chavetz Chaim Sholem speaks about it in the eldest form. There's two in yonah. Number one, Bizman should be Deyam Aleim Kunos Aleim, as the Gemara says in Tzvach. Yeah? That shaft in the Gavra, in the Kohen, that is kosher, is not a Zor. Number two, the Avoido, it's at the Chefs of the Avoido, is not kosher unless the Kohen. And Afkamina would be as the famous Marit in Kiddushin. If a woman, that will be Bnei Aaron, Bnei Zaren, if a woman would do the Avoido, right? Would there be a Psul of Zoras in Afkamina, the Gavra, Shim Chalduk, the Avoido, because she's not wearing big tikkun? Hello? She would never command it, so it's not mitzad b'nei aron, v'lo b'nei zaron, or mitzad avoida done without big tikkun. It's also possible. That's another part. I'm not a whole bunch of marmakomis for this ain't kamakomi, including the Megillah. So the kohen hedyit wears big tikkun for himself that he should be a kohen, and number two that avoida should be an avoida k'shel. Let me just ask you, I could go through 100 different answers, numerous kashas. A simple kasha, Shagas Ari, everyone knows. Whether the big day Kohen Hedyit were Shatnez and Machlokes, but the big day Kohen Gadol were Zichr Shabbos. Now the general rule is that but Pashtos Shagas Ari and Emton, that how you're able to do the avoid the wearing Shatnez, right? Because I say the Chalosh to say, which I say, Shagzari holds the assay of the Avoid. Is overrides the Lois assay of Kalei. Fine. And the Malbim and Arts Chaim says the assay of Levishas HaBegod, which is Machlokes, Rashi, Ramban. Look in Rav Osher Weiss in this week's Parsha, 4 days, where there's a mitzvah of wearing big deguna or just a hachshir Avoid. Okay, we're not getting involved there. So the question the Shagazari asks is, so why do we allow Mele Yom Kippur with the whole Avoid, the whole day, the only kosher with the Kohen Gadol and the Brevet? But the whole year, why allow the Kohen Gadol to do the Avoida, to have to dress in the Big Dekuna, which has Kelai? Let it be done by a, and you don't say, I say the Chalais, you say, as you find by the Gemara in Shabbos, Legabe Tzaras V'mila, when someone can do it, it won't be over. Why put yourself in this, in a Dechia? We could talk about it for ages, right? The bottom line, everyone says this, the Chavetz Chaim Sholem says this, the Berber Pavarsky says this, all of this I can tell you, all Achrein and whatever, the Arsameach says this, the Rangachover says this, a whole list of whatever. It's Marumas. there's a basic fundamental difference between the Big Day Kohuna of Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol. The Big Day Kohen Hedyot he wears it to be machshid avoid for the avoid. Asher alkei shaloi b'shas avoido. He's going to the smedrash to learn Pesach Yomi. The Kohen, he's finished his work. He now is over a lav. No, I say. Masha'ein came. This is Radvaz be'emes, but it's also a tifa word. Masha'ein came the Kohen Gadol, where the pasuk says Umin Hamigdash LeYitze. And the Rambam says there's a lishka, which is the lishka of the Kohen Gadol, and there the Kohen Gadol sits whole day wearing the eight big day kahuna, right? Not Peshas Avoido. Is the Charaya the Levitcha of the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol? It's not a din to be machshir the avoid of the Kohen Gadol. It's a din in the Kohen Gadol that the tiferes of a Beis Hamikdash or the Kohen Gadol is min Hamikdash lo yetzeh, his tomid, and all the inyonim that he tuzuf with the tzitz and all the other should be always permanently in the Beis Hamikdash until the night time when he has to take off the big dekuna and he leaves it in the lishka until the next morning. Asher Alkein, I understand what was the avoida of Achashverosh. The Achashverosh now at the Suda when he's too chicken, right? Is he going to avoid the no? He wore Dafka, the big day, the Chovil Deveris. I don't have time to elaborate. Shal Alter and his Sefer, the Holy with the Tzitz, Dafka, everything of Begodim generally is to conceal. Sneers, etc., etc., to the Shem Yishvul, who brings in numerous places, Parshas Sav, Parshas Nosri, and this week's Parshas B'Shem his father, Nathanezer. Why do only Kehanim have to wear Levushim, not Levim? They also do the Avoida. Why don't the Abish make Levushim for the Levim? Because the Avoida of a Kohen Go, of a Kohen, say Chazal, is Bechashoy. There is a Kohen could be Mefagel, B'machshova. The Igor is Machshova. A Levi? He's the one singing, he's public. The idea of a beggar is to what? Conceal. Sneers, our is income equipment. And therefore, the avoid of the avoid is chovid. Chovid is what? That the neshama and the goof and the midas of a person, the heart of a person, is behes. That's the avoid. It's all concealed. Masha'en kim betzitz, that's revealed. Kodesh Lashem, the whole world sees. Remember the story with Alexander McDonald, with Shimon Tzadka? That is revealed. That's Lechov, and that's what Achashverosh wanted to tap into. Just like Esav HaRosher wanted to tap into. And the emphasis, we asked the Shaila, Lechur, if Esa stole it from whatever, from Nimrod, and Yankov, why ain't anyone this Yash? Because until Mashiach comes, the Sitra Acher, the Klippis, the powers of evil are not Nisyayish from the Big Dekuna, because that fear is undeveloped. That's that Tavshilei B'Masi Yodecha, that gives a person, a human being, Balabatishkeit Iberwelt. Right? Yes? And therefore, with Dafka Big Day Kohen Gadol, etc., etc., etc. This answers many kashas, it answers why the Din of Tachboishas, Aber Hanegele in Yonenu. Right, we said last week the whole idea of Purim is the Eitz Gavoyach Hamishem Amod the Kodesh Hakadoshim to tap into that which is B'diyos Rach Tchelus Mordechai. I'm not trying to elaborate all this. Okay, whatever. So, in the future, Tchelus Mordechai is the idea of the Sharhanun Tchelus Bimiluay. Is Gimatri Yasu Eitz Gavoyach Hamishem Amo? And if, by the way, what's at the end of the parsha? After we deal with the Hamshach of the Erhagonus, to be Mamshach in the Big Day Kohen Gadol, at the end of the parsha, what do you have again? A parsha of Mizbeach HaKtiris? Hello? You don't got to be a rocket. What in the world are they doing here? That should have been last week. They forgot it. The editor put it in at the end. What's going on here? Because the Kodesh HaKadosh, Ketoris is connected to Yom Kippur, of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, the Sharanun, which is L'mayla min Azman, L'mayla min Amokim, and therefore the Ketoris is Shaloi b'Mekoymui, because it's Shaloi b'Mekoymui, it's not Hecher than Velt, it's Hecher than, it's the Sharanun, the Mokim Aorn, Enim in Amido. Hello, you with me? Just like when Achashverosh, when he wants to see, what should I do with the Suda, with Vashti, yeah, hello? He calls who? L'chachomim Yoidei. Who did he eat him? Initially, the Gemara said, Megillah, he went to the Chachmei Yisrael. Who were balabatim over Zman, Yehudi Itim, Zimacha, also Sharanun, to tap into that which is Lamailam and Azman, Lamailam and Mokim. And therefore, Purim, Yom HaKippurim, Ayat says Achas Bashonah, Yom Kippur, Purim, which is like Yom Kippur, is Lemaile Min Hazman, Lemaile Min Hamokim, when every Yid goes into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, right? And we discussed last week. And therefore, the din is that a Kohen Gadol only goes in with as a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol be a Gadol, after Shmoyne Begadol, right? And therefore, we read Parsh Tzavah prior to Purim. That the inyonim of that the Purim is the Tikkun Haguf, which is the inyon of the levushim of the kohen of Aaron HaKohen, as the shaloch who says this week's parsha. Therefore, he wore the big day Adam HaRishon, the Tikkun of the Chet Adam HaRishon. But the idea of the Sudan, the Shikras, etc. Al Kaponim, the Gael in your name, that a person should know that on Purim you go Fat Bishas Mishtav Simcha, you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And you should, as I say every year, the famous Maitis of Lusharim, right? When the heavens are open, don't waste Azah Isrotzen on Shtusim, on Kleinekait, and on Katnus, and whatever, right? At the Purim Sudan, the Abish said, Mashay Losef, Yinosid Lachba, Vakarsech, as they ask. I say every year, there's a meaning to say all of Tilim on Purim. I can tell you, Pinchas can never, because I don't have, if I be a Rebbe, I wouldn't be the Rabbi of the Holy Lord, trust me. Right? I'm the Kabbal from Tzadikim, from Gedolim, from Kedoshim, right? If you say all Tilim on Purim, you can mamish gewaldige Yeshuas. I told this to numerous people, and they come back to me after Purim. They saw Nisim in the voice. And the Chum Sofer said, if you learn between the first Megillah and the second Megillah, right, the evening and night, you're moved to Chloish, you're Ben Elim Habo. You have a Haftocha from the Holy Chum Sofer. What more do you want? To use out this in and they were helpful to tackle the science of Zion, to la push the Adler Yisim. Oh, man. Huh?